Thank you very much. Okay, now I see no more flags raised, so I think it's time to go to the conclusions on the agenda item 13. And once more, the working group appreciates significant report support provided by the ECE-led National Policy Dialogue on Integrated Water Resource Management, operated under the European Union Water Initiative, to the implementation and application of the protocol at the national level in countries of Eastern Europe, the Caucasus, and Central Asia. And secondly, the group acknowledges the significant support provided through the WHO biennial cooperation agreements to the implementation of the program of work and assistance to countries. And thirdly, we welcome the progress made under the project supported by Finn Waterway II on support to implementation of national targets in Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan, as well as on scaling up water safety plans and effective water quality monitoring in Tajikistan, and we commend the support done by Finland. And that was the last on agenda item 13, and we move to 14, which is outcomes of the 6th Ministerial Conference on Environment and Health. And if I remember correctly, there were three documents for this session. It was the declaration of the 6th Ministerial Conference on Environment and Health, which took place in Ostrava, and its two annexes to that. The first being the compendium of possible actions to advance the implementation of the Ostrava Declaration, and secondly, it was institutional arrangement for the European Environment and Health process. And Oliver, who is already in place, he will inform us about the major outcome of this 6th Ministerial Conference on Environment and Health, and try to explain us what the role of the protocol is in translating WASH-related commitments to of the Ostrava Declaration. Please.